Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When are you going to start eating right again? We're supposed to start back when we got back in town. You've been going the other direction.
Look, man. I go in ebbs and flows.
Ebbs.
Ebbs and flows.
Looking for Epsom salt.
Shut up.
All right, sorry.
When you were just eating chicken sandwiches with me yesterday.
That was yesterday. Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey.
What up? This is your boy Doughboy.
And Kevon Stitch.
And we are going to start off moving to the right with another installment of Righteous and Ratchet. And tomorrow I'm 40 and I don't know how to feel about it. I don't have any plans and I'm just getting older. But Kiara.
Speaking of your birthday.
Yeah.
Joshua, if you would do the honors.
I was about to say, excuse me real
we
quick.
We have a little Kevon Stitch
needs to come in here too because she was,
if you would join us.
Really?
For Doughboy's celebrations, we bought you a gift and you never go in the merch room, so we knew you wouldn't look in there because, you know, work's in there. You're like, hey, let me go ahead and stay away from that.
Really, guys?
Doughboy's turning 40 tomorrow or today.
Oh, wow.
And we all hate your luggage and we will hate it no longer. It was actually Joshy's idea to get you brand spanking new luggage.
Wow. That's
happy birthday, Doughboy.
With the wheels. Look at the wheels.
Hey. Brand spanking new to me luggage for your 40th birthday.
It is from you guys to me.
From me and Josh and Liz.
You see what I did there? What? From you guys to me.
Oh. Return it, please, thank Joshua. Please only accept this gift on the condition that you throw away your current carry-on suitcase.
I will throw it away. This is really, really nice.
Yes, now you're part of the Toomey gang. But now, happy birthday. Doughboy's birthday is actually tomorrow August. If you're on the Patreon, because they're watching it live. What up, Right Pack?
www.righteousandratchet.com.
Get you access
thanks,
to this
guys.
Video as Hi-ya. We shoot it. And a bonus
you
episode.
Have, but I'm glad you did.
But if you're just not available, then you're watching this today, which is Doughboy's actual 40th birthday.
40.
August 21st. Let's 40. Sing happy birthday to you. 5, 6, 7, 8. Happy birthday to you.
Squad.
Happy birthday to you.
Squad.
Happy birthday, dear Doughbithius.
Wow.
Squad.
Happy birthday to you. I guess we should have got you banana pudding for your birthday instead of a regular cake, seeing as how you're fond of bananas.
No, they'll be calling me Donana all in there.
Donana is your name.
Yes, man. 40 years old.
Speaking of 40, how do you feel? Let's just kick it off with being 40. How do you feel?
You know, I've actually had a circle back on how I feel about 40.
Okay, tell me about the circle back.
You know, for a lot of time leading up till the day, I kind of was just like, I want to do this by this day, and this by this day, and that by that day, and that by the third day. I feel like you rob yourself of a lot of joy when you do that, when you're always just planning and shooting for something. Not like, I mean, I think it's definitely cool to have goals and stuff, but I said, you know what, man? I'm just going to enjoy every single day. Like, you know, Kiara's down here. That's really the biggest gift for
your
me.
Your daughter is here.
Kiara is down here, man.
Finally, it has happened to me. And my daughter moved from Sacramento to Los Angeles.
Went really far with that.
Started high school today.
So, yeah, I'm just looking, man, like, no more pressure on stuff, man. I'm just like, bruh.
You already got the high blood pressure to deal with. You don't even add
that's
extra.
Already a lot. And it's a big number. So yeah. It's like
40?
Man.
Woo!
You're 36.
I ain't 40 though.
Oh, yeah, man. 40 is a different type of vibe.
I'm not tripping about getting older. Every subsequent decade has been better than the previous one. 0 to 10.
I am getting
people
better.
Push me on the ground, knock my teeth out, beat up by Fat Tony.
Fat Tony.
10 to 20, I was thinner. Well, 10 to 18, I was. So actually, I was chubby. 13 to 18, I had a good stretch.
That's a good five-year run.
Once I started college, that freshman 20 was more like the freshman 35. You feel me? I was like, y'all got chicken tenders all times of the night.
I had caught the freshman 20. I didn't even go to school. I was just like, how I did it? This is supposed to go with Scholastics.
But man, 20 to 30 was great, man. But 30 plus?
Yeah.
30 plus has been amazing. I mean, 30 plus.
30 to 40 has been my most transitional.
Yeah. They be saying you don't really get your life going good until you turn 30.
Joshua
got 4 years left. How many you got, Serena? Six?
Youngsters. You don't know nothing about
it. You're outside by yourself.
20.
She can't even rent a car by herself.
You were born in 1996?
I was born in 1995.
Oh, that was the greatest year in hip hop, by the way.
95?
95.
Yeah. 90s were the golden era. That's what they call it.
Golden, yeah.
I was listening to a lot of that hip hop music, boy. Hey, let me tell you about the rappity raps. They were rapping and had gold chains and the like.
This anymore.
No, you
so wasn't. How did it feel dropping off your daughter at her first day of high school?
It was really, really, really cool, man. This has been like just Kiara just coming down, man. Like that's kind of why like I've kind of been like unresponsive. I ain't been around as much.
Oh, you've been trash in the group chat.
Cause, man,
but when that Popeye's chicken sandwich came out, you was right back to your old self. You're firing them off left and right. I'm on the way. I have secured the sandwiches. First of all, we asked for 3 sandwiches. Doughboy came back with 8. Yeah, I got 4 of the mild, man. 4 of the spicy.
I
just said,
no, plus I know there'd be hangers on. Everybody be hanging out.
No problem.
Yeah,
that was with me. I put 2 away myself.
He literally put them in his pockets and left with them. I was
Zay knocked a couple back when we got home.
I'm not proud of it. I French kissed one in the car. I asked the sandwich, can I kiss her first?
I like the consent. I'm all for the consent line.
I just imagine you pull up to a red light, like somebody pull up next to you. Like,
was that a little pickle? I like a little pickle.
Hi, I like it. No, it was definitely cool.
Did you get up and make her breakfast?
No, she was running late, but girls be running late. Do the boys run late like that?
No.
Girls be right. She got up at 6. We needed to leave at 7:30. By 7:35, she was still like, I need 5 more minutes.
I'm my
like,
kids get up at 7:05, be dressed by 7:06. Do you brush your teeth? Oh, yeah, you're right.
You're right.
Oh, you know what I forget from time to time. They just be up.
No, it was crazy, too, because like I had went in her room, like, you know, because after she had fell asleep, She had her clothes set out on a little chair.
Aww.
Her whole little outfit. I was just like, man.
You were just standing there being a happy father.
I love it.
Did you have your little robe on?
It was just like, oh, man.
Listen, man, we drop our kids off today.
They go to the same school now.
They go to the same. They're both in middle school, man.
Oh, wow.
I feel like we just shot Arts and Raps with them in 20.
We're getting
2015?
Old, guys.
Every day you're getting old. Every day you're closer to your death.
That's such a dark prognosis.
Yeah, I don't
from
like
the
that.
Moment you're born, like, you're you start on your path to death.
Yeah, you were just talking about your kids, though. I don't like that.
Man, it's just a dark,
I'm going to be dead.
No, but this is a sentimental moment.
I'm going to be dead,
you put this dark curtain over this entire conversation.
I'm going to be dead, though.
I remember when Zay asked me, he's like, man, what if you die in a plane crash? I was like, that's really your problem. I'm going to be dead. I got no problem. Sally Mae can't get to me in the afterlife. But no, I dropped him off, man. First of all, my kids could not be any more different in regards to school. Isaiah is like, I've waited for this moment my whole life.
He's excited.
He came in, they dapping him up, crowds surfing. He's super popular. Enough with the drink.
Man, relax.
What?
You're drinking it like it's water. You just go. Enough energy drinks.
It's bad.
Why are you so tired?
I'm not tired. I'm just drinking.
You always got to have a cold beverage around. You always got to be shaking ice around.
Y'all are in cahoots.
I'm trying to tell you about my son. Why you got to look into the drink to drink it?
You got
to
have that eye contact with your drink,
what?
Man. Get in here. It's a good time.
But nah, man. They was dabbing him up and stuff. And luckily, like, because I was feeling like, Joe is just little, man. He's my baby. I don't want them to push him on the ground. And Zay was like, I got you. Hang on. Because Joe was a little sad last night. He was like, well, he hates school. He's just like, I don't want to think about it. Zay was like, I got you, man. You can hang with me and the kids. So they went over there, and Mo and Curly and Big Frank was over there. Was
Big like, Frank?
Big Frank was like, come on, man. They were all hugging Joe. And he's like, ah, oh, man, I'm your little brother.
Oh, so he got to hang with, so he gets like
yeah.
Did they have like the same lunch?
I don't know.
Did he have friends that went to his other school?
Couple of them.
Okay. I was going to say, because sometimes that transition
can
be tough.
Yeah, they had some. Every time there's maybe like a third go to that school, and then they go.
Do they get extra clout because of who you are?
I mean, come on, man. You know.
Do they know? Really?
I went to
Kiara. Kenzie watching ADD.
You're watching my little brother brought up the Amsterdam episode when we were eating breakfast with my dad the other day. I was like, you need to stop talking.
Who's monitoring this kid on the internet?
I mean, he's 16, so it's like, I know he watches it.
16 now?
Yeah, man.
Your little brother is 16?
Yes.
He's 16?
He's 16. He's taller than me. I almost had to fight him once just to remind him. But
he was just little.
But that's the thing. Like, because I mean, we've been talking, and then like literally we were eating breakfast. I think it was Sunday. And he brought that episode up. I was like,
what are you watching? All
right, man. I just, because I know he watches, but I was like, bro, we talk about these episodes, but like, not this setting.
I went live the other day, and people, like, I was with Kiara, and everybody started saying Donana. I was like, hey, shut up. They were like, why are they calling you Donana, Dad? I was like, I don't know. This is stupid.
What are you going to do if she watches that episode?
I'm pretty honest with my child. I'll just be like, look, man.
So your daughter's like, hey, Dad, the streets has been talking. Heard you ate a banana out of a strange woman's vulva. Really? What's the first thing you say when your daughter says that?
Well, you know your daddy ain't ish. You don't know.
We've been down this road plenty of times.
It's bad for me, man.
I ain't gonna hold you, man. I'm gonna tell you what messed me up. Me and Melissa watch Euphoria.
Everybody's talking about that.
I'm scared to watch it, man.
I wanted to take my children out of the public school system, out of the homeschool, and just put them in a freezer.
I mean, so do you think like it could be...
I want them to go in Avengers Endgame, be dusted away, and come back 5 years later and just be done with high school.
Who is it for? I mean, do you think it could be for you or you for me?
Oh, that
what's next on the docket?
And I knew you were setting it up. I was like, this is not
going
to work.
I didn't know where you was going.
You can't be Euphoria on me.
That doesn't make any sense. What were you trying to do?
Don't disrespect Zendaya like that, bro.
What's it about? I heard it's like about Euphoria. It's a dark show.
First of all, dark Zendaya, show. There's a reason she's a moniker.
But Zendaya's from
Nah, ain't Disney, your mama. Disney Channel. Not no more.
Disney, Spider-Man
she's on
now.
Wildin' Out.
A lot of people are on Wildin' Out. You were on Wildin' Out.
You had a little run.
Anyway, Zendaya.
Is it a dark show?
Yes. Both figuratively and literally, the way they shoot it is dark.
What's it about?
I'm trying to tell you. Stop asking questions. Zendaya is a high school junior in East Highland High School. And she is a drug addict.
In high school?
And it starts with her coming back from rehab and with no intentions of being clean.
Whew.
And you want to talk about...
Is this the first season of it?
Yes, HBO.
And everybody's talking about it? It's all the jazz?
Dough. I was like, hold up. If this is what high school is like, I'm tripping.
You were already tripping about Zay being in eighth grade.
Dude.
High school is a different place than it was when we were...
drugs, sex, violence. Like, obviously, it's dramatized. But as a parent, that is literally what you'd be like. And this is what I thought. And this is what I...
And this is why you ain't going to no parties.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you, because I was a square. Orlando Brown said it to me.
That's stuck.
He said it like it was going to be tough to believe. We know.
You were around.
Contrary to popular
belief. You ain't going to no parties in high school.
Yes, I did.
What?
I went to all the
parties. You was the piñata.
No, I wasn't. Shut up.
You went to potlucks.
You hit him and beans fell out.
Don't give him.
Sorry.
No. Sorry. No.
So anyway, I was super saved in high school outside of the summer of 99. We've talked about this at length.
Your nickname was Donnie McTwerklin.
What?
There's VHS recording videos.
I had it just locked. I was like, when am I gonna let this one go?
How long have you been thinking about it?
3.5 days.
Did you really?
I've just been sitting on it.
It didn't fit in the chicken conversation, but I'm glad
you waited until I said something where you could fire up. Did you release endorphins when I said something?
You're like, here we go. Not even talk when you're up.
He was on deck just swinging his head. So anyway, Never went to a party in high school. I was so unaware. Stop drinking the drink and stirring it,
man.
Why you're slurping in the ear. Little kids drink with the.
You got headphones. You can hear the slurps. You can't hear the slurps.
Why do you have to stare into the drink?
Put it down.
What is that?
Why you get so?
If I'm talking to you,
you look like you're six. Is it done yet? I don't see the bottom.
What is the deal? Why are you looking at the?
It's like you just learned how to use a cup, man. Relax.
It's my sippy cup. I like it. It's my drink. My mom said I can have.
Okay, man. Go.
Enough.
No parties in high school.
Okay.
Okay. I did have the little sexual problem. College, even less. No. Me and Melissa went to one party. It was supposed to start at like 9. We were there at 9.
Why?
I didn't know, man. I didn't want to miss anything. And then we're looking around like, this party blows.
And then we went to
IHOP. That's all me and Melissa did.
This party blows.
We would wait until like a midnight and be like, you want to go to IHOP? And we're bad.
Gotta get a soda and put all the different flavors in it. I don't drink it. Ah, I'm living on the edge.
So...
Marshawn and I, we got there at 9.
We went there at 9. Punctual. So that just wasn't my lot in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think the school, I don't think my high school was like that, mm-hmm. like euphoria. So, but then I meet people at ADD and they're like, no, we did drugs in high school. I'm like, what?
You know a terrible story I had in high school that just kind of threw me off? I know it's tough to believe, but I'm not the best dancer. But but man, this like traumatized me. You ever know like how like when in high school they be having like dances, everybody just like starts dancing, like you don't necessarily have to ask a person, you just kind of just hop up and just start dancing with them.
Somebody looked back at you and was like,
it was like a line going, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the thing, you just hop up and there's just
like a Soul Train line?
No, not a Soul Train line, like a freak line. Like everybody's freaking and then like you just hop on a girl, then a guy, girl.
Oh, okay.
And it was this super fine chick, and her name was Maisha, and I was just like, oh my God, this here I go. So I just hopped from behind her and just started dancing. I'm just like, yeah, man, everybody's having a good time. Oh, no. This is cool. And she was like, whose belly is that on my back? I was just like, and she said it so loud. And she turned around. I was just like,
it was my belly.
At the same time, the DJ switching songs, so super crying, like, bro, whose belly is that?
I remember just walking out and just.
You just left the dance?
I just left. I was just like,
how long did she let you have a good time?
It was maybe like 30, 40 seconds. I was like, oh, this is going well. I'm part of the team. Everyone's having a good time. I was like, no, she ain't finna say nothing about me. Who belly is that on my back?
It's funny.
It was mine.
Oh, man.
Oh, hold on one second. Speaking of. Hold on a second.
Look at me, though.
What? Why? Don't ever look at me in the face.
Eye contact.
I can look all different places while I drink a beverage. I'm not like.
Shut up, man. All right, so.
She's like making sure it goes down the right pipe. Like, let me look you all the way in.
Now, these days, a lot of workplaces offer some pretty nice perks. A snack station, beanbag chairs, even insurance. It's amazing to have snacks and all that, but it's not enough to sustain you. And neither is your workplace life insurance. This is where Policy Genius comes in. Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for life insurance online. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find the right amount of coverage at the best possible price. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, and disability insurance. So remember, workplace life insurance policies are like workplace snacks. Better than nothing, but not quite enough. Head to PolicyGenius.com today and find out how to supplement your workplace life insurance and better protect your family. Policy Genius is like a buffet mode of life insurance. And what can be better than that?
There's no code?
Huh? There's no code there.
Nothing? No chance to say R&R?
Nah. Y'all was ready?
Oh, you know I keep it locked in the chamber. We got to worry about Josh over here.
Josh, man, I'll be ready to go to blows with you, man. Get it together.
Speaking of the internet being upset,
Oh,
I was dragged.
Oh man,
by the Swifties.
That's what they're called.
That's what her fans are called.
The that Swifties? Sounds like the Rick and Morty.
And that's not me. Like that's what they call each other. So I made fun of Taylor Swift. Somebody said she looked mixed. So I said a variety of things mixed with what
was going in.
Light jabs. Mm-hmm. You know, milk and more milk, things of that nature. Right. Right? We're all having a good time, like you and Maisha. Mm-hmm. video goes.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Can you just tell thirsty? One story without you needing to take a thirsty? Sip?
Why? I don't know why I'm distracted. I just don't understand why you have to look
I'm
at
I'm going
to
just get you an IV so it just drips the entire episode.
So anyway, the day goes by. Mm-hmm. Everybody's having a good time on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We
it's
all
a good time. Video good. Getting passed around.
Man, when I tell you I came back to Twitter later that night. And I saw the first tweet I saw, and who are you? I was like, oh. Check my mentions, man. Everybody in the world with Taylor Swift in their profile picture was giving me the business.
Really?
Oh, first of all, I didn't know that many people with Taylor Swift as their profile picture existed, but they were not happy about that video.
Really?
And my thing is like, what are you defending? Because she doesn't look mixed.
She don't look mixed.
So what are you going to argue that she does look mixed? What is that? Like, I didn't say anything about her music. I said a little shade. I was like, she makes music for someone. A little shade.
That's this little bitty shade.
Boy, though. When I tell you, I know they were mad because they were hitting me up on tweets unrelated to my Taylor Swift video.
Wow.
So I put some in
you put together a little slideshow.
A couple tweets here and there. One was so I had tweeted my knee hurts and they were like, that's me. If you would leave Taylor Swift, you wouldn't have high blood pressure. I was like, what?
High blood pressure? Does it have nothing to do with the other?
What does that have to do though? This what do we find out what that dude said? Hold
it was
on.
A dude?
Yes, it was a dude who's interested in not women. Maybe if you mind your own salad, you wouldn't have to experience high cholesterol. That's what
told
his name.
Told you to mind your own salad?
I don't even know what that
That's word. Hilarious.
His name is Patron Swift, and he has her title as a thing. So I had posted JoJo's... actually, I posted, hey, man, there's a lot of people with Taylor Swift profile pictures, you know, upset with me. Please, guys, leave me alone. I have a family. Mm-hmm. This girl said, if I was your kid, I wish I was aborted.
What?
And the next kid said, so when my knee tweet video, like, hey, my knee's always hurting, right? Somebody said, yes, Taylor Voodoo.
What?
And then another Taylor Swift profile picture said, he's not dead yet, though.
What?
Then they were like, let's rally around to get him kicked off Twitter.
What?
And they were, I was like, so... How y'all gonna get me kicked off Twitter? I work for me. I'm gonna tell myself, hey man, Kevin on Twitter. Wow, it was a
gonna have to let you go, but you're me.
And the funny thing is, at first they were like, you need to stream Lover. I'm like, okay, is this a punishment? Or telling me to listen to Taylor Swift music is worse than
Are
saying
they
kill
worse
yourself.
Than the Beehive?
No.
So they weren't like
nothing. I don't think anything's worse. First of all, if Taylor Swift fans are telling me I'm not funny, I feel like that means I am funny.
Because they're not your demo.
I don't want to ever be in a situation where Taylor Swift fans are like, man, that guy is it.
This guy
so they're
gets
like,
it.
They like, who do you think he is? Dezus and Mero? Because they said she had a long back. And I was like,
it's funny.
It is. But, well.
I just wonder, like, what do people do? Do they just go through mentions and see if their favorite person has been
attacked? Oh, they quote tweet. They searched Kev on stage and Taylor Swift and found, oh, he talked about her back in 2016. I guess he's using her for clout.
What?
Oh, man, my God.
3 years ago.
Clouds?
I make videos every day. The fact that it took you 3 years to find the most recent one. Actually, I had one before. I had one where she copied Beyonce's
Homecoming thing.
Yeah. Then in like 2016, I said something else about her. I'm like, y'all went back and right. This is what it feels like to be almost canceled.
So where's your public apology?
You didn't put a statement out. Like, where's the note screenshot?
The Taylor Swiftians don't play, man.
No.
The Swifters?
I meant every word.
They don't want any bad blood.
That is Joshua.
Okay. Come on, Josh.
Their tears will season their food. First of all, so I'm checking out their posts because I'm like, man, these people are like really into this. Like, I didn't even really make a hugely disparaging comment about
it. I seen the video. It wasn't that bad.
Wasn't hugely disparaging. Some of these, their timeline is literally,
I'd be thirsty.
Their timeline is literally everything water, about, keep that eye contact right here. You take a sip or look at Josh or Serena.
No, don't look at me.
Every tweet is about Taylor Swift. Their names are Taylor Swift. They're upset with her. She said she was releasing this album last week. It got pushed to the 23rd.
So these people are just really obsessed with Taylor Swift.
Duh. I really question, do I even want people to fan that hard for me?
Yeah, that's weird.
If you're ever defending someone for everything, like you and Jay-Z, I'm going to let you live. I'm not going to bring up what happened on the bonus episode.
Bring it up right now.
But Righteous and Ratchet, right back. No, you know.
No, let me say. No, let me say. I stand on my statement.
No, please. I am not editing.
No,
please. I got to tell my truth. You already told your truth. No, I'm going to say it again.
No.
Because you wouldn't put the little snippet up.
I'm not, man. So I just, it felt weird to be dragged by Taylor Swiftians. It's funny when you got, I almost got dragged on the internet one more time a year or two ago. I don't remember what I said.
What was it for?
I don't know. They were.
Oh, it was by the Swifts?
No, it wasn't by Taylor Swift people. It was another white person being upset. But when it was funny because these people are like, obviously, like children, mm-hmm. a lot of them. I'm like, what are you telling me to be dead? What about when I live?
But whoever said if I was your kid, I'd wish I was aborted. That'd just be hurting yourself.
Yeah, there was some. So I had posted JoJo's.
You wouldn't know.
That's
right?
Just an unintelligent.
You wouldn't really know, though, if you were the kid or not.
I put up a JoJo soccer video because I just went on about my life. Like, I make my videos and then I just go on about whatever I plan on doing. I don't even be thinking about this stuff. They went to JoJo's soccer video and was like, and your son would have scored that goal if you believed in Taylor Swift.
What?
Stuff like that.
That's a cult.
Yeah, people are kind of different.
Hold on, let me see if I can find this one.
I'm getting old.
Why are you so scared, man?
I'm into it now.
I was going to say, when did you switch?
Because yesterday we were talking, you weren't into it.
This morning
you woke up like, it's tomorrow.
I was just like, man.
It's here.
You just live once.
Oh, man, you're supposed to have Regina King supposed to hit you up by tomorrow.
First of all, it's Regina Hall.
Either.
I mean, you probably had more of a...
I finally got to get... It didn't...
You check your DM? She might.
You really were mad.
Let me just check. Let me just see.
Check one more time. Because you never know. You, hey, man, it's my birthday. If you could just, you know what I'm saying?
To be fair, though, he said if he got in the same vicinity, he feels like that opportunity could have, like, been seen through a little
he
bit.
He did dad jokes right against her.
So it's February
8th. How much
that was after. That's what started the conversation.
He didn't have the chance right then.
She's still never seen it.
You know what? You're probably never going to... She's probably like mine. No, it's not. It's probably like mine. I have mine to where only people that follow me, I can see it. And then the rest are like that. They're just requests. And I never even go in there. So you're sitting there how many months ago?
6.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And if she puts up stories and people respond, that's why I had to turn mine off. It comes out as a DM. And then people were like asking me for money in there. Somebody asked if I paid for their college. I'm like, bruh.
Someone asked for a phone, right?
Somebody asked me for a phone straight up.
Not just like a phone, like the newest.
And they're like, look, man, I have an iPhone. I got an iPhone.
Asked you for a phone?
No, I got an iPhone 4, man. And God has told me, literally, I'm not even exaggerating. I showed John. Yeah. God has told me that he wants me to have the 10X. And I'm in college. I can't really work right now. But I see what you're doing over there at Kev on Stage Studios. So I was wondering if you know, the Bible says you have not, as you ask not. Amen. So what I'm saying is you got the 10. I should have it too.
What?
Straight up. Can you buy me $1,000 phone?
Person you've never met in your life.
Still not the weirdest. The absolute weirdest came back in Washington. Way before I was as big as I am now. Somebody asked me, could I live with you?
Wait, what?
A man, not on like no, you know, right. He was just like, man, I'm just going through tough times and just like you and your family seem dope, man. You guys got the house and everything. I was wondering if I, you know, I'm a fan. Just wondering if I could live with you.
Hold on. I never heard this
story.
That's bizarre.
Get off my feet. Can I come live with y'all?
Why is that always a docative time to get on my feet?
At what point are you on your feet? Like, yeah, you know what? Like, I can take a step now.
Like, what? Just say you're going to give it back when you can.
Yeah. I was like, The fact that I had to say, nah, man, person I've never met, you can't come live
with
my
did
work.
You respond?
Yeah, but like, you shouldn't have to rationalize and respond to that.
At that point in my life, I still felt like I needed to answer every...
I get that,
how did
Kev?
You respond? What'd you say?
But
I said, I was just like, hey, man, you know, there's no really place for you to live in the house where it's just a two-bedroom home where my kids share a room and me and my wife share a room.
And then what they say? What do you say?
Maybe next time.
People are strange.
Can you imagine? I was like, yeah, man, come on.
Come on, man.
I've been waiting for a strange man to come pull up to the house and be up in the kitchen eating sandwiches.
I don't know what that's just weird that people would even ask.
By the way.
What?
Cheesecake Factory brown bread.
It's in the stores now, you say.
Please. Sliced.
Go to Ralph's.
Sliced for Sando's.
I made a sandwich yesterday. You don't watch my Instagram. You ain't never seen none of my videos. You too busy looking at drinks you're drinking. He really drinks energy drinks like they're sodas.
He drinks like they're water.
You drink them like you just like you like the taste of energy drinks.
You had three drinks yesterday during the bonus. You opened two of them. The water wasn't even
energy
open.
Energy drink and a coffee. You just had the water to be near your drink so you felt better.
No. To be fair, he wasn't drinking energy drink yesterday. He had the Coke.
Oh, that's true.
But still, I'm not justifying it.
You like the taste of energy drinks?
But he didn't double up on the caffeine.
I love the smell of Red Bull.
It's not good for your heart in that consistent ingestion style.
What do you need energy for?
It's in it because you need energy.
Are you tired?
Drink some celery juice, man.
Celery juice give you energy?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you that?
It don't taste good. It's not good. You cut it with a little apple and lemon, you're all right.
Nah, man. Like, you need energy for stuff.
Why are you this tired?
I'm not saying I'm tired. I'm saying that I just need energy.
Why is your requisite energy not enough?
I mean, his daughter's here now, man.
I got to run behind her, man. She's a whole teenager, man. All right. You guys ready for the next thing? Wait, are we on the second reject?
Yes.
I ain't seen you hold up an O2.
Oh, I said we're at 26. So
All right.
You guys
are going to
segue into it.
That was awkward. Hold on, man. All right. Now, when I heard that at paintyourlife.com, you could have an original painting by a world-class artist done by hand from a photo, I thought, what a great idea. It must be so expensive. But Paint Your Life paintings are affordable. A painting from Paint Your Life makes the perfect gift. It's meaningful, personal, and can be cherished forever. Now, you know, with my daughter moving in, I had to do some, you know, I couldn't have the house looking like a bachelor's pad. So I cleaned it up.
Did you have two of them done? One in your living room of you and her, and then one of you just in the room?
Yeah, so I have two actually done. So it's just
you wake up at 9 and be like,
it's
me.
A great conversation starter. You understand? So I had to make sure that I had to split them up because I had them both in the living room. I had to switch them up though. I didn't want to be too narcissistic or just too into myself. All right. But the great thing about paintyourlife.com is that you choose the artists whose work you most admire and work with them throughout the process until every detail is perfect. And there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. With Paint Your Life, you get your favorite memories transformed into a work of art that will be cherished forever. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 30% off of your painting. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text RR.
Wow, Kev, keep that same energy.
I was late.
Keep that same energy.
I was late. I'm sorry.
To 484848. That's RR.
RR.
To 484848. That's RR.
RR.
To 484848. What are you over here doing, man?
I was.
Message and data rates may apply.
Fine print, bro. Can't forget the fine print.
Whatever, man.
Hey, man, you're over there scrolling on the Twitter.
I was.
All right.
I was looking at more Taylor Swift hate mail.
Are they still coming at you? Okay. All right. Now, speaking of animals who we may need to launch a federal investigation into, dolphins are getting high. apparently, dolphins.
Just submitting a federal investigation. Be like, what's in the report? Listen, something has got to be done about the dolphins.
There's a bunch of pictures of just dolphins.
What is it now? You got cigarettes and eye patches on and they're riding motorcycles.
I've been going to the town halls for months. Nobody's taking me serious.
So, dolphins apparently have been biting blowfishes. Now,
pufferfish.
What's it called?
Is it pufferfish or blowfish? I think it's blowfish.
Pufferfish. So
they're venomous. And they've been getting high
with the spikes. The one with the spikes on them, right?
Yeah.
They've been biting the puffer fish and then just sucking in the toxins.
My heart bleeds for the pole fish. They just
don't die.
They just out here being recreationally used.
Dolphins are smoking the weed of pufferfish. They're like, man, we finna pull up on some pufferfish.
The pufferfish must be, they must be like really, really scared when they roll up. Like, they just body was just like,
They're shooting up in the trenches of the ocean.
And they said that dolphins basically get high. Like, they feel euphoric feelings. What is a high dolphin doing?
In the ocean.
Probably eating up all the sardines. Probably got to get the munchies. Now, you know, the side note, though, dolphins are actually very violent animals.
They be killing sharks.
Dolphins be raping humans.
Is that true?
It's a true thing.
I hear that I would all the like time. Some more support.
Fact check it.
They be raping human beings.
Necessary fact check statement,
they be bro.
I don't see how you just swear along that before, a dolphin.
But
like,
I don't know if, I mean, I can't.
Bro. I'm telling you, they be running up on humans. It'd be a lot of, but it'd be not as innocent as you like think that sounds.
That sound reminds me of SpongeBob.
Would that be cussing like the most evil dolphin?
Oh!
This is what it says.
Uh-oh.
There is a post that says sexually aggressive dolphin tries to, quote unquote, get busy with scuba diver, but they can't physically.
That's what I'm like. What is it? How's a dolphin peeing going to find your hole?
But they'll get aggressive with people.
Hey, man.
They be trying to rape.
Get away from me, Flipper.
Move these jeans. Like, what? Nah, you can't have more. Like, wait. This is just.
That's funny because I rode. First of all, I swam with dolphins. Them things are wild strong and big.
They be killing sharks.
Yes. They be attacking. They be jumping sharks, too. They be like, what a boy. You been stopping in front of your mama. They be like, where you from? Well, I'm from Pacific Ocean, bro.
You gonna die here? Like, wait, Mr. Dolphin?
Why do I feel like they just run the streets?
Now they're getting high, running up on people.
Killing
dolphins
sharks.
Cannot be trusted. But they look so adorable.
Yeah, that's their whole setup.
That's
their
whole thing, man.
They're probably running people's pockets in the ocean, man. What's up with that American Express? How are you going to get the thing delivered? You see the shipping containers right over there. I got a Big Terry over there knocking a couple of shipping containers loose.
Big Terry?
They call him Flat Nose from all the shipping containers he knocked over.
Yo, so apparently they just out here... high.
I would love to see a high dolphin.
What? Yeah. What kind of?
It's just like swimming backwards. Like, yeah. I want them to be high in the ocean more than I want them to be in the pens. I actually felt bad a little bit. Not so much that I didn't do the activity, but when we were riding the dolphins, I was looking around at their house and I was like, man, y'all should be in the ocean. But since you're not,
I've been really thinking that. Like,
Can you smile for this photo? They were going to be in that pen whether I was in the Bahamas or not.
You'll never feel bad about that. Like, they be having them do wild tricks and like a bunch of tricks and then get them one fish. I'm like, this dolphin is 700 pounds. He don't care about that one fish.
They gave them the Popeye chicken sandwich. It would be worth it.
Oh, man.
I felt bad, but some are born into captivity for their own safety. Right,
what
guys?
What does that mean, Gabe?
I don't know, man. I just wanted to ride one, okay? See what it feels like.
You're born into captivity?
Yeah.
What does their dental work have to do with anything? Captivity? Cavity?
Was that the joke you were trying to make?
No, man. That was so bad.
Was that the I literally had no idea what your attempt even was.
You said captivity instead of cavity. I don't understand.
Dog,
you know really you are great out of the ship.
You reached so far.
Sipping on blowfish serum in that cup.
No one would ever put that.
Cavity.
No, no one would. I thought you were saying caps. Like, people have caps on their teeth. And that was a dental reference. But that was like, nah, he couldn't have meant dental work.
He did.
What was that?
Cavity.
What's going on?
Did you watch Blackfish?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't really enjoy SeaWorld like that.
Well, you're born there. You got to go back home and visit your. What are you going to do?
I was like, Shamu, Shamu, Shamu.
Like, oh, this is my tank. You know what I'm saying? Me and the boys.
They actually had the renovation done when I was born in.
I wanted to take my kids to SeaWorld. I used to go to SeaWorld all the time as a kid. I mean, all the time. Like 2-3 times a summer like 6-7 summers. And I want to take my kids because the one in San Diego is out of this world.
Right.
Me and Melissa randomly turned on Blackfish a couple years ago. And I was like, bro, y'all out here really like.
And then
they went and we lived in Washington where the Blackfish things. Remember where it starts out with the helicopter ride over the the Sound, the Puget Sound.
Yes.
Where they stole Tillicum.
Yes.
We lived right on the Puget Sound. So I was like, hold on, y'all were stealing the whales?
And the little cages that they put them in are not big enough for them.
I know. You know how big a whale is? And here's the thing that was tripping me out. So, you know, their fins are like bent over.
Yeah.
And because I remember at sea where they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know what they say. 80% of their fins are like that in the wild. And I was like, oh, okay. No. 100% of them are straight up. But when they're in captivity, they're bent over because they don't have the strength.
Can you imagine how crazy that would be? They're huge.
Dolphins or whales?
Yes.
Yes. That's like you getting into a car is what the whale is like.
Trying to get
like.
In my car.
Like it imagine living, you living in a Mini Cooper. That's what a whale is like.
Doughboy's left thigh is on my driver's side. I can't do it.
Shut up.
The fins bent over because they don't, I don't know exactly why. Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's they're because they closed the roof of the thing and then their fin bends over. It does.
I thought it's because they didn't have the strength to. Is they're depressed?
No, that's what the reason is.
I trust Serena.
What?
What roof? They don't close the
roof. They close the roof to their cages. No, they, what? When it rains, what? So they don't get wet.
They're in water, Doughboy.
This is coming from a guy who tried to make a cavity captivity joke. Why are you fact checking Doughboy? I was talking to my son about sex yesterday.
Yo, I talked to Kiara about sex the other day.
How'd it go?
Kids be, they be hearing Man. Stuff from other people.
That's my biggest fear. Learning from the wrong people yeah. and then believing that.
You know, she said to me, she was talking to me and her mom, and I don't even know how it came up. And she just was like, yes, I was just telling my homegirl, like, ain't nobody going to be having sex until I'm in a committed relationship. I was like, whoa.
Wait a second.
Committed relationship? That's what your daughter said? That's what my daughter said.
Ninth I was like,
wait, what are you talking about? So we had to have the conversation with her. Yeah. I had to like.
You sat her down?
Yes. I was just like, first of all, what do you know? What do you think you know? Mm-hmm. Like, your relationship, that don't mean that you just start. I just really just had to break it down to her. And just like, just kind of find out what she had been learning from other people.
Yeah.
Only thing she really could surmise from what she had been told from people is that if she, I don't want to be too, she knew what herpes was. That's all she really knew. That was
her building block.
That's the only thing she just said. Like if you mess with a guy that has it, you'll get herpes on your mouth. I was like, well, no, that's not exactly entirely true. So I kind of explained. You can get it.
Oh, only she thought only on your
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah, I was like, no, you can get it. So it was just weird though, man, having a conversation like because she's about to be 14.
Yeah.
What did, how did your 14? Conversation go?
Oh man, Joe wasn't here for it. He was just like, ah. I was like, Joe, tell me what you know about sex. He's like, I know nothing. I was like, okay, then I need to tell you stuff. He's like, I know everything. He just didn't want to have the conversation. Isaiah actually had looked up some stuff. He's like, yeah, I'd heard about ejaculation. Is that the word?
Oh, and I was just what? Like,
because I talked to him about sex, like right. broad strokes, mm-hmm. but we haven't gotten to like, basic I don't know what the next stroke is after broad strokes.
Right.
Me and my wife have a scheduled sex talk time with them. I'm going through all. I mean, we talked about the birds and the bees, but we ain't gone down like literally because we did the love hour last week. Mm. And the lady was talking about, she talked to her son about menstruation and stuff. And it was just like, I was like, your son at like 5 or 6. And she was like, no, you should be having this conversation. Her whole thing was if you talk to your kids about it like it's just a regular thing, mm-hmm. then they won't be weird about it.
Right.
Like making it weird and making it a big deal makes it taboo, then makes it weird, you know, and therefore.
Right.
But I remember my parents didn't talk to me about it, so I learned it all from movies, TV, and
that's
my
what I did.
And
that's,
porn magazines.
Yeah. So I,
and when, videos. Porn videos.
When I was talking to her.
Mostly like, porn.
When I was talking to
which
her.
Which isn't realistic.
It really isn't. When I was just talking to her, I was just talking to her just about just like how. Because that was the number one thing that she that was hitting me with. And the thing that I just feared as a parent. She was just like, well, how old were you when you started? I was just like, ugh.
How old were you?
15.
Really?
I told her, yeah. I was like, look, but I was like, but I was an idiot. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. It was dumb. And it took over my mind. That's my biggest thing. I don't want to just hit her with the logic of, it's wrong, don't do it.
Right.
That's not enough. So no. I told her, like, look. It's one of those things where, yeah, it's cool, but it's something that will dominate your thoughts and your mind, and you just don't need, like, there's so many other things you should do with your life. Like, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to just lie. Just be like, it's going to be the worst experience you ever, like.
They're like, you know what? Sex feels amazing. Oh. And I've had sometimes. But you don't want to do it. Not because it feels bad. Because it doesn't. It feels good. It feels so good. You know, this one girl. Or Roderick. Or Sheila. Or this person. Or that person. Oh, you want to talk about feeling good.
That's. But I mean, but the tough thing, though, is like you have to be honest with them. Can't lie to them.
You can lie to them.
Nah, does it? How long does that work?
They're gonna long time. No, I feel like I honestly, I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, man, I did not was not ready for adulthood or parenthood.
I wasn't ready for anything.
Any stretch.
Yeah,
someone should have been like, "Oh man, we got to pause his life because he got kids and stuff." And I was a kid. I had a baby at 23.
I had a baby at 26.
People had sex with you. Raw?
Shut up, man.
Raw?
Let's get to the rest of these stories. All right, but before we do that, let's take a quick. Yo, man, my Face ID don't be always recognizing.
Well, you got to stop buying your iPhone at the gas station.
Nope.
Captivity, cavity?
Shut up.
You want to be the judge of what's funny or not?
All right, so did you know the average interest rate on credit card debt is over 19% APR? Have you looked at your interest rate lately?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be a financial expert to know that consolidating debt into a low fixed rate can save you thousands in interest. Pay off your high interest credit cards with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream.
LightStream.
Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees.
Uh-huh.
You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That's way lower than the national average interest rate on credit card debt. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the same day you apply.
Mm.
LightStream believes that when you have good credit, you deserve a low rate and great service.
Yeah.
Now.
That's how me and Melissa got out of credit, by the way. I mean, got out of debt.
Loan consolidation?
Our first step was loan consolidation.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. That we was your personal experience.
High interest credit card loans, mm-hmm. or credit card balances. Did a debt consolidation loan, make one payment, and then it made a huge difference. That was the first step and the most important step.
There we go, man. This is a special offer just for our listeners. Apply today at lightstream.com/RR and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/RR for an additional discount. LightStream.com/RR Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50 auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/RR for more information. Yes. Okay. Speaking of
being ugly in public,
this lady, this was hilarious and mean at the same time. A lady that was working at the airport.
Mm-hmm. As like a TSA agent.
A man was just trying to walk through and get through customs or whatever.
Just trying to get to his gate.
And she hit him with a piece of information she felt he should not go any longer without knowing. Send him a note, Joshua, while you're all in your phone.
Josh is on the other side of the camera. They don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, and it said two words that'll ruin anyone's day. You ugly. That is so mean. Who does that?
You know, like, the funniest thing about this story is he went to the metal detector and was past her.
And she went and flagged
him. No. Actually, here's what happened. She handed it to him while he walked past. Okay. So he goes past her to put his shoes and stuff on and, you know, put his stuff back in his backpack. She's like, hey, read that. He was already gone. He opens it. You ugly. She's just like,
the more you know.
She had to look at him and like, you can't go from here to 836 without knowing that you are ugly. How would you tell a stranger that while you're at work?
No, the fact that you had to go out of your way to be like, hey.
No, read that now.
I'm ugly? She's probably just like that.
And it was a black girl. And nobody tells you ugly like a black woman. No, that the first time I got told you, and it's always just, hey, you ugly. You just start adjusting things.
He's like, Dog.
It hit.
I wonder, did she already have the note pre-written and was just ready to give it to the first ugly person she saw? Or did she see him and was like, oh no, a pen paper. Gotta tell him. What went through her mind?
It had to be the second one. How ugly was he to her? Because everybody's beautiful to someone.
Right.
How ugly was he to her that she was just like, I can't.
So normally when you're at the airport, they'd be like, you've been specially selected for a screening. She was like, you've been specially selected. Yeah, your face is, the way it's set up, it's kind of ugly.
The alarm keeps going off. You got metal put it on. Over his face.
Yes.
It's crazy, man. I just changed the batteries.
It's your face. You're ugly, sir.
She got fired.
She should have.
I feel like she's probably like, if I had it to do over again.
Why would you, like...
I would never tell anybody they're ugly.
But he gotta feel like a sucker though too, because he had to go and tell. he had to ask, like, Mister.
Can I
speak with your manager? She gave me this note. And she's probably just over there looking at him like,
hold on, you, don't pick. I'm gonna go with you. Don't leave. She had to look at him like, you ugly face. You couldn't even take the truth. You gotta tell my manager that he knows you're ugly. Everybody look at your face.
So the manager was probably like this. He was just like, yeah, she came with this note. He was like, yeah, kind of get her. What are you crazy?
Can you imagine if the manager was like,
yeah, everything's up to snuff here, right?
You saw your license.
So you do know, not right?
Have you ever been told you're ugly?
I haven't really been called ugly. Fat, yeah. More times than I'd like to. Like, I've been called fat in some of the most.
Have you ever had, have somebody ever hit you with a good fat joke? A solid one where you're like, that's actually creative.
Emmanuel Hudson on Wildin' Out, he said that when I was born, they made my birth certificate on a Burger King napkin.
Is that funny?
I thought it was funny.
A Burger King. Mm-hmm. What's the joke? That you were born at Burger King?
Mm-hmm.
I've got some big head jokes that were.
What was you got?
Nate Jackson.
What he said?
Whew. He told me that my head is so big I don't go fishing. I just walk up to the edge of the water and headbutt the lake and the fish float to the top. I was just like,
like Monk? Jeez.
That one was like, because it had been years. Because I had all the headquarters, Eddie Murphy, all the jokes that were said on Martin. Like, that's just Martin. And I saw those episodes. Right. I was like, nah. Which, by the way, pause for a second. I never thought Gina had a big head. I never got those Martin jokes about, well, because it's even worse than that. Pam is ugly?
I always thought she was finer than Gina.
Yes. I was like, bro, that's colorism.
But I think
Pam was dark skinned and Gina was light.
I think it's one of those things to where it's just like when you have mastered comedy in a way, it's like you're making.
But it just wasn't believable that Pam was ugly.
Well, her hair was never nappy either. But he always said,
"No, the jokes were funny." BDB
is just.
But Pam's ugly.
Pam was never nowhere near ugly, and she was always fine. And she could sing better than Gina.
Everything better than Gina. But Tisha Campbell now, boy, she got some records.
That's it.
Still here. You never seen Tisha Campbell? Mm-hmm. Oh, let me just show you this real quick before we go.
Really?
Yes. Don't you cut it out either, Josh. I met Tisha Campbell one time. She was so nice to me.
Five.
Let me see this clip. Did I say still here? Put this up here, Joshua, so that people can watch.
Tisha's fine. Oh.
That was feeling it.
You for real?
You don't like it?
No. This is hot.
You felt the intro.
Wait, this.
Oh yes.
Oh no. Nah. No, no, man. No, man. Are you tapping your foot? This can make
this can make on the Gandhi tape.
This can make the Gandhi tape.
I like the instrumentals. Instrumentation is fire.
Nah, bro. No, no. Oh, nah.
Oh, man.
Whew. Send me that video, Kev, so I can use it.
I will send it to you right now.
Okay, well.
Whew. Well, we got to go pick up our kids from school.
Yes. By the time you guys see me, I'll be 41.
Wish him a very happy... You've been dreading 40 for like a year. I feel like all tour, all he's been saying is I'm about to be 40 the whole time.
Doe's going senile, man.
Thank you guys for the gift. I definitely appreciate it.
Throw your other suitcase away.
You're going to use it?
Big Blue?
Big Blue you can use for merch. But your carry-on?
We'll give Big Blue a pass.
Give Big Blue a pass.
This is like the merch. Evening. You're going to use it?
Heck yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Thanks, man. Don't be packing bread in there either.
Shut up.
I was using pork tenderloin, but I be using pork tenderloin too much.
That's your go-to meat.
Pork tenderloin just sounds funny.
He unzips it. It's just packed with that Cheesecake Factory sliced bread.
Yeah. Well, shut up, man.
I want to be hungry again so I can go to Popeye's.
I'm finna go pull back up. Okay. You know I got to have one.
If you're going to be her father, you got to make sure she takes care of. Okay,
before we go, though, I got to get back on this fitness thing. What if we...
We
just ate chicken sandwiches.
That was one chicken sandwich. I just had rice, beans, broccoli, and...
avocado.
Because look, and this avocado is, for lunch. I very much go in ebbs and flows. Like, you know what I'm saying? This way or that way is how I go. I got to figure it out.
Just start today.
Ever since we stopped the
weight loss challenge,
I was just like,
you're in Spain losing your mind. You're eating ice cream three times a day.
Because that's the thing. I'd be going so hard in either direction.
Were you supposed to get back when we came back? Then I came back here, hot wings from seven. What does that have to do with anything?
It's our first day of school.
It's not going to get easier.
I like to eat. I'm not the hugest fan of working out, but we'll figure it out.
Well, hit up Amaya, hit you up?
Yeah, I just been, you know.
You been ghosting him?
You been ghosting everybody, man.
She's okay, now all your excuses are gone. Because you've been running, my daughter's finna come, my daughter's here. Your daughter's here, she's enrolled in school, she started school.
She's good.
This is actually a perfect time to start a new routine.
Yes, because school, you have to get her done by a certain time or get her to school by a certain time. Get your life together.
Okay.
Weight challenge is back on.
No, it ain't.
Oh, with your ring.
Sorry, man.
All right.
All right, bye.
We love y'all.
Righteous and ratchet and righteous and ratchet. Righteous and ratchet and righteous and ratchet. God knows I want to be righteous, but at times I get a little ratchet. So if you're trying to find that fine line, dope boy and Kevin Stage gonna make it happen. Yep, we ain't never do no capping. Are we gonna talk about unpacking? Vices and factions, like us and back it. Righteous and ratchet. Hey, shout out to the right pack. Hey, for you we bring it right back. Hey, yeah. $5 Patreon, yep. You can skip the wait line, yeah. You ain't got the five, you ain't got the lie. Kevin, call him Jesus on the main line. Life gets hard, so go ahead and party hard. Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.